really needs like, you know, a very long time to be mazbe the inyan. Only touch upon it and related to the parsha.
What's magnus?
What's magnus? That's the question. That's the whole shiur. What's magnus? The other one is doesn't sound as cool. It's a nice title though. It's has to do with Eliezer finding Rivka. You know.
Magnets,
right? Yeah.
No, whatever.
Opposites attract.
Not sure. Okay, let's start with magnets and then we'll touch upon the other one briefly. As that. When Eliezer came to find Rivka, by the way, you speak about finding Shiduchim by the Be'er. So Chazal already say, I think I mentioned this once, Chazal already say that find in the Torah that the Tzaddikim that they find the Zivik by the Be'er. Yitzhak found the Zivik by the Be'er. Yaakov found his Zivik by the Be'er. Moshe found his Zivik by the Be'er. Chazal point that out already. So what's the Indian of the Be'er? So the Indian of the Be'er is that it's a place of chios. A bear is a place which doesn't run out of water. It's always being chadish. It's always a hischadshus. So this idea of always having a hischadshus is very important when it comes to relationships between husband and wife. But the zivug is by the be'er. And it's a reminder they should always be machadish themselves. Be machadish the relationship. Now, as soon as the relationship gets stale, so that's when problems come up. Right? The same thing is true in all of Avodas Hashem. That a person always needs to see himself as always beginning anew. As Nachman speaks about this a lot. He says he would fall many, many times, but he would always start again. He says he can start 100 times a day. He uses some crazy number. He says, every day I'm falling many, many times, and I'm always being machadish myself anew.
What does that mean to be machadish in a relationship?
It's really a hashkafa, but the hashkafa gives birth to the actual reality in pneumius. Like a person should say, even though I've fallen, I'm starting over again. Yeah, I'm not looking at whatever happened before. It's really like a daher in tshuva. Like tshuva, we speak about tshuva as being, you know, charata, vidui, and yagon, kabbalah la'asir. It's really it's very much so a different perspective of tshuva that whatever it was, I am not connected to that anymore. I'm starting again now. But whenever there's a beginning, there's always a hislavos in the beginning.
So, how would that apply to husband and wife?
Husband and wives, things come up in the relationship, right? So they have to be able to say to each other, whatever was then, right? We made a mistake. We're starting again now, as if it's the first day of their marriage again. Right? Because it always needs to be that hischachis. The whole concept of nida, the Gemara says, Abi Meir tells us, is that we want that she should always be on her husband to chadashim. Like the first time. If it gets stagnant, then as things get old, then they deteriorate. The human body, as it gets older, deteriorates. Right? Everything in order to have a kiyum, in order to have atzlacha, always has to be b'hizchachos. Like Chazal say, there needs to be an inyan of hayoyim when it comes to Ziman HaTaira. And it's every day, it should be be'eini halayme, that the one who's learning it should be kachadasha. It should be new, it should be fresh. That's the meaning of a be'er. Right? They should always have the be'er as the simon in the relationship. There should always be a hischachos. But I once said that even till today, husband and wives they make shidduchim by the be'er. Right? The modern day be'er is that, you know, you go to a bar. A bar is a lashon be'er. It's a place to get drinks. It's the same thing. So, people meet, especially in the Goyeshva, they go to a bar. It's modern day be'er. Except that's the opposite. By then, it's the opposite.
Yes.
What about Jews?
It's the lounges. You know?
Lounges is crazy.
Kibbas the bear.
Okay. Let's see.
No, that's a shot, because The only thing you get at lounges is water. The only thing Jews get at lounges is water. Then I get alcohol.
Nice. But the guy is alcohol.
You're at Sazi.
It says by ayin. It says chilaso masok. So in the beginning it's good, but so far more. In the end it's bad.
Yain,
yeah. If you have too much, it's not good. Because you have a really good sensation, good feeling in the beginning, but then you keep drinking, then you crash, and it's really, really bad.
Except on
Purim. Huh? Except on Purim. That's the why on Purim. When Hapukh. So, by the Gayim, they go to the bars for the Yain. So it starts off Gishmak, but in the end, it's terrible. By the Yidin, Mayim is not so Gishmak in the beginning, but in the end, it's. This is good result. But when it says that, Abiezer comes to find this Rebbitzin for Yitzchak, he shows up, the Pasuk says, La'is tseis hasho avos. La'is erev, la'is tseis hasho avos. In the evening time, at the time when they're drawing water from the Be'er. And then he makes this whole tefillah, Vayoymar, and he says, Hakrina lefanai, do a chesed for me. The one who comes and you show these signs of chesed, then I know that that's for Yitzchak. Okay. So what's the significance of this? We also know that Eliezer on his way there, that he had kvitzas haderech. Kvitzas haderech. Agav, I'll just point out that.
What's
kvitzas haderech? Means that he got there sooner than he should have. Meaning it was supposed to be a long journey. But Chazal said that he said that the day I left was the day I got there. It's called Kvitzas HaDerech, that the road jumps. That's a literal translation of that. So what does that have to do with this? Why was Eliezer Zeche to a Kvitzas HaDerech? Dafka here. Also, later on in the Pasha, something very unusual happened. It says, Vatisa Rivka Zeneha. That Rivka, that she lifts up her eyes, Vateiras Yitzchak, and she sees Yitzchak, Vatipol Mi'al Hagomo, which literally means she fell off the camel, right? There's a story to this. In Pirkei Avot says that what happened was that she literally fell off the camel, and she was what's called, the Gemara terms it, a Mukas Eitz. We know that an Isha has a Basula, where the Dam comes out of, by Bia Rishona, and that's called Dam Basula. That has a halachic status, and that's how we know that she's a Basula. We know what the Torah says on the floor. So, what happened was that when Yitzchak had Bia Rishona with Rivka, there was no Dam Basulim. So he was Choshed Eliezer, that he was Moyalba, that he was Boil her, on the way there. And because of that Chshad, the Mepharshim say that Eliezer was Zeichet to go into Gan Eden alive. Because he was Yotze from the Chshad, safely.
Eliezer never died.
Eliezer never died.
What do you mean he was Yotze? How's that effect?
Huh? How's that affect
Eliezer? Why did
Eliezer
leave him in
a higher place? Because so look at the Gemara says, "Hachoshi b'chshem, if you choshi somebody was kasher, you give him a bracha." If he was taka, not nechshad properly, the person who's choshi has to give him a bracha. So Yitzchak, when he was choshi Eliezer, and Eliezer was not nechshad because they went to the Dam Basulim, he says he showed them the Dam Basulim. He says Hashem made an ace. That he was mitzava on the chayos to cover up the blood. So they covered up the blood so that Eliezer can come and prove to Yitzchak that there was dam basulim, that she was a mukas eitz, that the eitz caused her basulim to break. So it says that Yitzchak was chayav to give her a bracha, and he gave him a bracha, and that's why he was zeicher to go to Gan Eden alive.
That's the bracha
he gave him? Well, I don't know if he gave him that bracha, but it's appropriate, because it says that after the Akedah, Yitzchak was in Gan Eden for 3 years. He was also a person who went into Gan Eden Chai. Right? So now that after these 2 years he was coming to get his wife, so he gave him a bracha, and that bracha was that he also went into Gan Eden Chai. In fact, something fascinating,
where is
it written? I don't know, it's written in Medrash somewhere.
What do you mean that Yitzchak was actually shechted and went to Gan Eden for 3 years? Can you explain what that means?
No. So Yitzchak, he went into Gan Eden, and then he was there for 3 years. These were the three years that Eliezer waited for Rivka to be 3 years old, that she should be Roy Libya, and then to bring her to Yitzchak. Right? You with me? Okay? So now what happens is amazing. So here, it says, Vayetze Yitzchak, Vayetzchak ba miboy be'er lachai roi. So Chazal say, where was he coming from? He was coming from Gan Eden. There's a medrash like that. He was coming from Gan Eden. Right? And what happens? Rivka sees Yitzchak. Where is he coming from? He's coming from Gan Eden. Right? He's coming from Gan Eden. Literally, meaning like he was coming from Gan Eden, he shows up from there, and that's when he's choshed Eliezer, and he gives him a bracha, and that's why Eliezer goes straight to Gan Eden, because it's literally, as Yitzchak was coming out of Gan Eden, right? He gives Eliezer that bracha, and Eliezer is zochet to the same thing. That would explain like why Dafka Eliezer was zochet to this phenomenon, because it was appropriate to what was going on in Yitzchak's life.
That's Ber Lachai.
That's Ber Lachai, yeah. And Bami Bo. I guess Bami Bo means he was coming. What was he coming from?
Why is Ber Lachai Gan Eden? Why is Ber Lachai Gan Eden?
Ber Lachai Roi? No, it's not. I think it's going on the lesson of Bami Bo. He was coming from a place, probably it's a reference to Eilam Haba. Bami Bo. He was coming from the place of coming. Probably like a reference to Eilam Haba. The place of Bo.
Is there really mentioned anymore after the incident when the brother spoke to him?
No. I don't think so.
He's the
destined authority? That's it, yeah. Well, he comes back. Some say it's Midrashim Chalukim, because some say that Eliezer was Og. Eliezer became Og. Og Melech Habashim.
Og was bad, though.
Okay, so it's hard to understand. That's why it could be that it's Midrashim Chalukim. But I don't know. Not for now. But Eliezer proves to Yitzchak she was a Mukaseit. And as we're saying, so Yitzchak was coming out of Gan Eden. And he gave Eliezer a bracha, and that's why Eliezer went to Gan Eden. So, yeah, it means that the eights caused it to shatter. That she fell on a stump, yeah, or a twig. So the chidah brings
from the horse.
Yeah, but it's called mukas eitz. The lashon is mukas eitz because in this case she fell off a horse. But the Gemara speaks of a case where like she's walking and a twig flies off.
I think that's how it happened. Happened from the horse.
Happened from the horse. Yeah.
So she fell off.
Yeah? She fell off. So it says like this. So the Chidah brings this from Rabbeinu Ephraim, I believe. Atisa Rivka Seinaha Vateres Yitzchak Vatipo Mel Gamal. So she fell off the Gamal. Right? And that's how she lost her Basulin. So why was he so shocked when she saw Yitzchak? So Rabbeinu Ephraim says like this. He says that it's the Derech of Tzadikim. We know that an Adam is Nimshal to an Eitz. Adam is to Eitz HaSadeh, right? It's Hasada. So a person is like a tree, but not like a tree, like an upside down tree, right? Because the head of the tree is in the ground, and then the branches spread out at the bottom. So the branches are considered to be like the feet of the tree, but the head of the tree is the roots. So a tree is like an upside down human being, right? So in Gan Eden, people go in Gan Eden upside down. That's how they walk. They go upside down because the real tzur of a person is that his head is on the ground and his feet are on top. Headstand. So it says that the reason why she fell off the camel was because when she saw Yitzchak walking, he was walking upside down. Because he was coming from Gan Eden. So she was so alarmed by the way he was walking, she fell off the camel. And that's how she got hurt. Okay?
This is brought down?
He's brought down. Rabbeinu Ephraim. He's a Rishon. Yeah. He was a Makubal. He said lots of Kabbalah in Yanam. So because she saw he was walking upside down, she fell off the camel. Which shows that he was coming out of Gan Eden. Because he was just doing what people do there. Right? That's why it makes sense that Eliezer got that bracha and he too was like to go into Gan Eden.
Upside down or walking?
It's not one of the two things I was planning to see.
Walking upside down.
He was walking upside down. He was floating, you know. I don't think he was walking on his hands. He was floating like a malach does.
Right.
You know, upside down.
Why do people walk in Gan Eden when people walk upside down? Why is that the tour of Adam for real? Why is it a real tour?
Because it shows that everything comes from the Shoresh. You know, we don't. Everything comes from the Shoresh, from the place. You know, everything which we have comes from our brain, right? So that's Lamala Lamata. But really, it doesn't show that everything comes from the head, because the flow of gravity is to the bottom. No, it's not really true. I'm not sure. Not sure. One second. Not sure.
Right,
and whatever that means on this, right?
I don't know what this means. Is that also upside down also? The different... I don't know, the way the
midot
are upside down, is that also upside down? Is it
in
the
Torah
or
bottom? Possibly, yeah. That could be the Hezbollah.
Relative,
not for them. Really, the malchus is really on. It's hard to know.
Is that through the Eitz Chaim? The Eitz Chaim is upside down.
Eitz Chaim is upside down. Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, so Vatipul Me'al HaGamol. What's going on with Vatipul HaGamol? So we have one pshat, we've been with Frank. What's Vatipul Me'al HaGamol? So it says like this. Eliezer says, when he sees Yitzhak, he tells him about all of its haslacha. Well, actually, he's speaking to Lavan. He says, Hashem Yitzhiach Darki. Hashem gave me haslacha. And he writes, the kvitza, that I had kvitza saderach. The fact that I had kvitza saderach shows that already that I was bound to have hatzlacha. V'chol ma she'shal, and everything which I asked for, hakol bolo. This is the lashon of the Medrash Haggadah. The Medrash Haggadah which says, anything I asked for came to me. Anything I asked for came to me. So this opens up a secret to understand the idea of what we mentioned before. And it's based on a Medrash. The Medrash says in this week's parasha like this, yesh shehu holich etzel zivugo. There's some people that they go to their zivug. V'yesh se zivugo bo etzlo. And there are those that their zivug comes to them. The Medrash says, Yitzchak ba zivugo elav. Yitzchak, his zivug came to him. Shenemar, v'yetze Yitzchak vasuach basadeh. Yitzchak went out and he daven. And the rest of the pasuk goes, which the Medrash doesn't quote, maybe we'll speak about that. All of a sudden, his shidduch was coming his way. So some have to go to their shidduch, and some the shidduch come to them. This is a Musa Haskell, by the way, for the Rabubu of this room, who are not married yet. And that is that the shidduch can come in many ways. A person doesn't have to, there has to be a hishtalos. It doesn't have to mean that you have to, like, you know, go here and go there and do all these things. And it's shaykh that your shidduch will come to you. We'll see what the defining quality of that is.
Right?
We spoke about that last year.
Right,
we spoke about that last year. I mean, this is going to be with a different twist in how that is. Okay. Yitzchak is of the people that his zivug comes to him. Now, why is it that Yitzchak, that his zivug comes to him? Because Avram and Yitzchak are opposites. Avram is the mid of chesed, and Yitzchak is the mid of gevura. Yitzchak is gevura, Avram is chesed. Avram in the mid of chesed is the koach to be mispashit. Chesed is the koach that it goes outward. Because gevura is the opposite. Gevura is that everything is inward. You bring everything in. Even the mid of gevura implies self-control. Right? That you constrain, you hold back. You're bringing in. Whereas chesed is the koach to be mispashit. To go out, to relate, and to work on that level. Okay, so that's Yitzchak. Now, how does gevura have to do with bringing everything into you? Okay, what happens is that when you want very much to go out,
it makes it seem like a more selfish need.
It's not selfish. It's that a person is working on self-control. There's many ways of emulating a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're going to get at. There's many ways to emulate a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Avram obviously emulated the chesed of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because Olam Chesed Yibane, right? Because Avram was the first, and he looked at the reason why Hashem created the world. The first mid is the mid of chesed, and therefore he emulated Hashem's chesed. Okay. Yitzchak was not emulating Hashem's chesed. Yitzchak was emulating Hashem's gevura. Okay. Hashem is a gibor. Part of the chesed which Hashem does is that there's gevura there. Right? It's gevura for the sake of chesed. Hashem has to be a gibor in order for his chesed to be complete. There needs to be an aspect of gevura in that chesed. And that's Yitzchak. Right? Yitzchak did chesed al derech ha-gevura. Right? That he, with his self-control, by being self-contained, he was able to generate a very high level of kedusha. You know what ends up happening is like this. When you really, really, really want to go out, let's say you really, really want to shout, right? You really want to scream or do something, and you control yourself, or naveira chasra, and you control yourself, so all that energy which you tried to bring out, it turns into a different energy which is locked inside of you. And it starts to go like this. Instead of going like this, it starts to go like this. Right? It's like, imagine like a fishing rod, right? You throw it out like this, and you bring it back like this. It's called an Or Yashar. You see the Shonas like this in Sfarim. An Or Yashar is an Or which goes out. And there's an Or HaChoze, an Or which brings back. That's why Avram is considered to be connected to Aleph Beis, which goes Aleph Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, that direction. And Yitzchak is considered to be connected to Tashrak, which is the Oseos which go backwards. Right? Go backwards. The Aleph Beis is not only from Aleph to Tav. It's also from Tav to Aleph.
What's the significance of
One is chesed, one is din.
One's outwards, one's inwards. So
two different directions. Right? So that's Yitzhak. Yitzhak is bringing it in. Going in the opposite direction. Right? This causes an effect by a person who's a gibor that instead of having to go out to get everything which belongs to you, you make a calling. You use that energy which you've contained to call everything into you. To bring everything into you. I mean, because you create such a bastion of Kedusha that it draws everything towards you. A person who's a chesed, right, he takes his flame and he goes and he lights everybody else. But a person who is a gibor, what he does is that the fire becomes so self-contained, it gets so hot, it gets so big, that it causes everything to come to it. So that's the inyan of Yitzhak. Yitzhak is that because of his kedusha, that he was so self-contained, he became such a center, such a bastion of kedusha, that all the sources of kedusha which were in the world, which belonged to him, would come like a magnet to Yitzhak. That's the meaning of a magnet. A magnet is an Evan HaShoeves. It's an Evan. It's called an Evan Shoeves. An Evan which works like a magnet, that it draws everything to it. Why so? Because it has such a calling. It has such a calling. We'll explain why Dafka by an Evan, but it has that magnetic pull that it draws everything into it.
Itself is like the
Makabel,
so it's like being
Makabel. No. Perhaps. Malchus is really the Makabel. We'll explain why David HaMelech has a lot to do with magnets momentarily. Right? David has a lot to do with magnets. Right? This is a very long sugya. Right? How drawing, you draw everything into yourself with the Koyach of Kedusha, with the Koyach of Gvura. That's the Inyan of Yitzhak. So Yitzhak had this Koyach of being showed everything to him. This is why it says that when Eliezer happened, when he came into Aram Naharayim, it says he came Le'es Erev, which is the Zman of Yitzhak, which is Mincha time, okay, which is the time of Mincha, Le'es Tzeis HaShoavos, at the time where those which were coming out were being drawn out. Because that was the Midah here of Yitzhak. Eliezer was in the Shlichus of Yitzhak, that's why he came at the time of Mincha, which is the time Yitzhak davens. It's the time of Din, the time of Gvura, Le'es Tzeis HaShoavos, which means that everything is drawn at that time. Because his Shidduch was going to be drawn to him. He wasn't going to be like Yaakov or Avram, that he had to go out to his Shidduch. Right? It was a b'chin of Le'es Tzeis HaShoavos, that whatever was coming to Yitzhak was going to come to him. He wasn't going to have to go to it. That's why a magnet is called Evan HaShoeves. It's an Evan which draws. Because it's able to be Mamshech, it's Moshech, everything towards it.
Why is Mincha time din after?
You can't deal with outside questions. That's focused on the topic. So when it comes to Tkvitzas HaDerech, it's very interesting. It's very interesting. The Oy Yisrael says something very interesting. He says, Rashi says, Kafsalo HaDerech, that the land jumped for him. So there's two ways of Tkvitzas HaDerech. One is that you can jump to the place where you're going to, or the place can jump to you. So which one was it? Right, so the Abdurav says the following thing. First of all, you have to know about Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov says, on the Pasuk where we have Kvitzas HaDerech here, it's from what Abiyazir says, Va'avu hayom el ha'ayin. I came today to the ayin, which is to the be'er. Okay? So Rashi says, Mikan shekaf selo ha'aret. From here you see that there was a Kvitzas HaDerech. The day I left was the day I came. But Abu Hayom, today I came. Today I left, today I came. So the Baal Shem Tov says like this, Mikan, from here, you see Kvitzas HaDerech. Why? Because the Rashi Tevos of Va'avu Hayom El Ha'ayin is Vav He Aleph He. Which is a Shem HaKadosh called Aleph He Vav He. And Gushpanka. Es HaShemayim Ve'es Ha'aretz. Okay? Vav He Aleph He. It's a Shem HaKadosh called Ekveh. Okay? Ekve, Aleph Hey Vav Hey. It's a shame of Das. Because a Shidduch needs Das. Okay? So that was the shame. So the Baal Shem Tov says, this is the shame of Kvitzas HaDerech. These Rashi Tevos. Vav Hey Aleph Hey. That's what Rashi means, Mikan Shekaf Sol Ha'aretz. Because from here, from this Pasuk itself, you see the Rashi Tevos, you see the shame, which is the shame of Kvitzas HaDerech. Every shame is masugal. It's like a has a skula for something else. So the name which is Mesuga for Kvitz Zaderech is this shame. Aleph Hey, then a Vav, then a Hey. That's what Rashi means. Mikan Shekav Zaderech. Because the Rashi Tevos is that shame. That's what the Baal Shem Tov says.
Isn't the organus?
And also Rav Shem 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 Ashapoli says that too. Huh?
Is that the organus?
The organus, yeah.
I'm saying it's the same organus and Kvitz Zaderech.
Yeah, I guess. Perhaps.
Rav said that it's also the Shem of Shiduchim. Rav said that.
Is the shame of Shiduchim?
No, he said that like a few seconds ago. Also, the shame is for something else.
No, I'm just saying, why is Dafke here? Yeah. Das, it has to do with Das.
So what
does
Das have to do with
Kitzes there? Kitzes there? Das? No, no. Yeah. So, like this. So, the Ayyub Yisrael says, he says, normally Kitzes there means that you jump to your place. The place doesn't come to you, you go to your place. But here, the place came to Eliezer. How do I know? He says, because Masha from Mashi that way. But also, the shame, Aleph K, Vav K, is not spelled in the proper direction. It's spelled, the letters are mixed up. To show you that the Kvitz Zaderech was a mixed up type of a Kvitz Zaderech. It wasn't the usual that you go to your place. It was the place came to him. That's why it's spelled, Hey, Aleph, Vav, Hey, as opposed to Aleph, Hey, Vav, and then Hey.
It also makes sense with the Rabbeinu Ephraim that says that he was walking upside down. And that Rivka fell off the camel.
Yeah.
Because she went to Gan Eden to see him there. It's not like he left walking upside down. Okay. She went there.
Okay. Maybe it doesn't have to really connect to Rabbeinu Ephraim. I'm going to say something a little bit differently, but along those lines. Very good. Along those lines. So she came to him, and the place came to him. Even the place came to him. Again, this is the koyach of Yitzchak. But since he was going b'shlichus of Yitzchak. So Rivka came to Eliezer, and the place came to Eliezer. Everything is coming towards Eliezer. Okay? And it could be, we'll get to that in a second, you see this Krech by Yitzchak also like this. It says, the Medrash says, that all of the Avos were involved in Kiryu V'chokim. How do we know? Because it says, Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz migurei aviv, be'eretz kenan. Vayeshev Yaakov means that he did tshuva. Right? He caused people to do tshuva. Be'eretz Megui Aviv. Megui Aviv is Yitzchak, it's his father. Megui Aviv means that Yitzchak made Gerim happen. Right? So Bishlam, we know that Avram made Gerim happen. It says Ve'esanefesh asher asu b'charam. It says explicitly that Avram was Megayer Gerim. But the only place that we know that Yitzchak was Megayer Gerim was because of a remez from Eretz Megui Aviv. That he caused Gerim to happen. Why dafka b'derech remez like this? Rav Moshe Wolff says Gevaldik. He says because Yitzchak wasn't the type that he went out, you know, like his organization, like Leib La'acham, it was Makariv people. It says that Yitzchak stood in his room, and he davened Torah and Tefillah all day long. And because of the koyach of his Torah and Tefillah, he sent out such waves in the Bria that people came to him to be Isaac and Tshuva. He didn't have to go out to them. That's why it's only with Derech Remez, says Rav Moshe Wolfson, says beautifully. Because you can't see from the Pasuk that he did Tshuva, you can't see from Yitzchak himself that he caused people to do Tshuva. By Avim, that he explicitly went out, so the Torah says explicitly, but Yitzhak, who in his own Dalet Amos was being Oisik and Kiryu V'chayikim, but that was only like a remez, you couldn't see how it was like, it looked like from a simple perspective, that Yitzhak wasn't ever Oisik and Kiryu V'chayikim. All he did is he was selfish. He was Oisik and Torah and Tefillah all day. But no, what gave the Karech people to do Tshuva? Because of the Kedusha of his Torah and Tefillah, people came to him. But you couldn't see that he was Isaac in Kiryu V'chokim, which is why the Pasuk itself doesn't even tell you that he was Isaac in Kiryu V'chokim. Because whatever's happening in the world explicitly, the Torah says explicitly. Whatever's happening secretly, the Torah only says secretly. So Yitzchak secretly was Isaac in Kiryu V'chokim. But again, it's the idea that Yitzchak, the koyach of his Kedusha was such that he was mamshich to him everything which belonged to him. This has a lot to do. Oh, this is the Pshat Atipo Maladomo. Because the Zohar says that the second that Barzel sees the Evan, it jumps to it. It's Koifetz. Right? A magnet is called a Kvitza, a Dilug, jumps. So it could be that when Rivka, when she saw, it says, Bateres Yitzchak, the second she saw Yitzchak, Batipo Mal Hagomo. I don't know that means that it fell. It means that she was Mamshach already to him. There was that once she came in sight of him, she had an immediate attraction to start walking to him. Just like this Barzal, when it sees the Evan Shel Eves, it goes. That's the Tipo Melagoma. Right? Perhaps that's why it's called Tipo. Tipo Melagoma. You know, like the Archaim HaKadosh, I believe, is the one who says. Other tzaddikim say. But what's the reason for gravity? Nobody knows the secret of gravity. Okay? It's the law of gravity. It's a chok. So tzaddikim say like this. Tzaddikim say, no, it's not a chok. Everything was created from afar. Everything which it is was created from the ground. There's a koyach, there's a chok in the world called tshuva, that everything which was created will always return to its source. Okay? So the reason why there's something called gravity is that everything which is made of afar returns to its source, goes back to the ground. Everything which was created from afar goes to its source, which is afar. That's the law of gravity. The law of gravity is based on this soda, the beer. It's called gravity. Everything returns to its source. Okay? So to here, being that Yitzchak was the source of Rivka, right? So that was her gravitational pull towards Yitzchak. That's why it's called Vatipo. Tipo is gravity. Everything falls, right? Because gravity means everything returns to its source. So Vatipo Malagamal just means that she was returning to her source. It was gravity. It was the Koyach HaNafila, it's called. Right? Kolach HaAmshacha. Everything returns to its source, and that's why she gravitated towards Yitzchak when she saw. So the source of the entire year is Pesach, Leil Pesach. Leil Pesach is considered to be the birth, the shayresh of Klal Yisrael. Right? According to Chazal, that's also the day in which the whole world was created. Right? According to the Maamar that B'nisan Yivra'ala. It's considered to be the source, the shayresh, the aside of Klal Yisrael, the creation. Am zu yatzar kli, the creation of Klal Yisrael. That's why on the Leil HaSeder, there's a gravitational pull. That all the Yidden of all walks of life, they all participate in the Leil Seder. Even people who are very, very far. Leil Pesach is like this cry of the Evan Asher Avos, of the magnet, that calls all the Yidden to be Shav V'tshuva to participate in this Leil Seder. It has a gravitational pull. That's also why the whole nace of Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim was be'ofen of Dilug and Kvitza. The word Pesach means Dilug, Kvitza, that Hashem jumped, right? That's because the whole Indian of Leil Pesach is like, it's like a magnet. Like we said before, the Zohar called it kafats, that the barzel, right, it's koifetz onto the oven. In the same way that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was koifetz upon Klal Yisrael, or Klal Yisrael is koifetz upon a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the night of the Seder. There's a gravitational pull which exists. Right? Like the Nesivus explains the pasuk, Ani l'daydi v'daydi li, for Allah to shukasa. He says a secret on this, but he says that the Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu are like magnets. That they're drawn towards each other. That's Ani L'Doydi V'Doydi Li, which we know is, which is we read on Sheir Hashem, that's Pesach. Right? Pesach is the Indian of Ani L'Doydi V'Doydi Li. It also has to do with Elul. It has a lot to do with Pesach as well. Because that gravitational pull. And the reason why there's a Kvitz and there's a Dilug, and sometimes a person has to jump, this has a lot to do with Shiduchim also. I think we spoke about this last year. Now, when it comes to a shidduch, a chassan needs to know that it gets to a point in the relationship that he's going to have to jump. It's not always going to be so clear. That's why my Rebbe used to say, "Kosh zivug in kriyas yamsuf." Why is zivug like kriyas yamsuf? He explained because the yidden, they also jumped into the sea. There has to be an element of jumping when it comes to a shidduch. You feel it's right and you jump. You can't work out everything. You can't. That's why I find it silly that sometimes parents will call me about shidduchim and they'll start to ask me all types of questions, like, you know, where does he want to live? You know, these types of. What's the difference? Where does he want? Where he wants to live? That's between a chassan and a kala to work out. You know, when they get to know each other, you have to work out all the pratim. The job of a chassan and a kala on a date is to work out the kala. You have to work out the kala. Okay, that the kala are important. The hashkafas are important. It's very important. Where are you going to live? It's not something which you discuss beforehand. It's something you discuss afterwards. That's something which you decide as a couple. That needs to decide as a chassan and kala. Certain things are left for later on. These types of decisions. So you have to work out the klalim, and then the pratim are for later. Who cares what about certain things? It has to be a certain element of diluk and kvita. But not like a meshugna. You don't jump, like, it's not called blind. You don't jump blindly. It's not like jumping off the Empire State Building. Right? You have to jump knowingly. That a chassan has to have a certain bitachon, a certain voice inside of him which is saying, this feels right. If it doesn't feel right, then you don't do it. It has to feel right. So therefore, if everything is right on paper, right, and everything seems great, you just don't have the feeling, don't do it. You don't do it. I've seen it happen. I know of, I think, more than one case of a guy, he's dating a girl, he went to a Rebbe, got an Eitzah, And the Rebbe told him, he said to the Rebbe, I'm not feeling it. Just don't feel it. The Rebbe said, don't worry. You know, you'll develop the feelings later. As long as it makes sense, you should do it. Right? And they got divorced 3 years later. And they tried. They tried. But you have to feel it. If you don't feel it, it's a Ruach HaKodesh inside of you which is telling you, this is belongs to you. This one belongs to you. If you don't feel it, don't jump. Right? The Yidden at the Kriyas Yamsuf, they felt it. They felt. They felt that Hashem would do the Mahatzlacha. And they jumped because they felt. That's Bitachon. Bitachon, as the Chazon Ish explains, Bitachon, it's not a craziness. It's that which a person feels that Hashem is assuring him that he'll be okay. The Chazon Ish himself, he said he would learn for many, many hours at a time when he was in Europe, before he came to Eretz Yisrael. And sometimes there were wars going on, I guess, where he lives. He says that when he would finish learning, he'd come home at night. He says, even though there was a war going on in the streets, he would walk home and he knew nothing would happen to him. He said there would be gunshots whizzing by him, bullets whizzing by, and he knew nothing would happen to him because he had Bitachon to know that he would walk home safely. That's what he said. He wasn't a Meshuggah. To the outside eye, if you see somebody walking like that in the middle of a gun battle, then he's a Meshuggah. But he's not a Meshuggah, he has Bitachon. Because the Koyach Bitachon allows you to do things which people think you're a Meshuggah. Because they only see the outside, they don't see the inside. That's also what happened, like Leil Pesach. It's the same thing. There's a certain kvitza and a diluk that Hashem did for Bnei Yisrael. And there's a certain diluk and kvitza that Klai Yisrael did for Hashem that they went out into a midbar not knowing what they were going to eat. That was a bitachon which they had in Hashem, not as a meshugas. They weren't meshuganas. It's because they had bitachon in Hashem. They trusted in Hashem because they felt inside Hashem would be with them. Whenever there's a haftacha, there's a kvitza and a diluk. But if you don't have a haftacha, you don't do it. If you go to a tzaddik and a tzaddik tells you, it's a Baal Ruach HaKadosh, and he says, well, you should do this. Okay? And it gives you a haftacha, you have a tzacha. Okay, so you could be a meshuggah then, and you could do it. Because you have a haftacha, therefore you could be doilig, you could be kaifer. If you don't have a haftacha, it's not a Baal Ruach HaKadosh, if he's not a known tzaddik. Just because a person's giving you an eitzah, doesn't mean you're going to have a tzacha. You have to weigh what a person tells you. Just because somebody gives you an eitzah, doesn't mean that that's what you should do. Okay? You have to think through the different eitzahs and to come to a decision, because only you know what's right for you. Only you know what's right. That's the Indian by Leil Pesach. Because it was a haftacha, that Hashem gave a haftacha, there would be a geula. That's why Klal Yisrael acted with their chilul and Hashem acted with their chilul. That's the Indian, that a person can be such a high level of kedusha that he draws things into him which belong to him. That's the secret of a magnet. Oh boy. Huh? We'll have to continue later.
How do we know that Yitzhak was the source of Rivka? He said that she jumps right to him because he was his source and everything returns to its source. How do we know that Yitzhak was Rivka's source?
So what's her shit up?
No shit.
It's all kinds of shit.
For sure. It's not out of so far as getting mad. It's nothing that's kind of I was kind of like a certain like.
Does the zibbage wait for you?
It could wait. It could also be taken.
And then it's replaced or it's taken?
Yeah?
And then it's replaced or it's taken?
It could be replaced. It could not be replaced.
I had a feeling that Hashem kind of like made a separate wall because I wasn't ready at that time, so I had to separate for a long time. Sure.
Yeah. I think he's the only one in the suburb that's married, so. It's like real Google. As of 2 weeks ago, you're the only expert.
Everything you were saying was
spot
on.
Sure.
So Yaakov is Tiferes, which is Chesed Gvura. So I guess that's why Leah came to him, but he went to Rachel.
Leah came to him. connection to him. Leah came to him. Oh, because he wasn't mishtadel after him.
Right. Right. Leah came. Leah mamash came to him, and he went for Rachel. So he had both in the other man.
Where
exactly does remez
come from? Where does remez come from? Understanding the Torah. Understanding drash, so it is like the proper things that I can't, the whole thing has to fathom. And pshat is the simple understanding, what it is. Drash is what we learn out from this. What is remez? It just sounds like it's a cutesy stuff. I don't want to take it as that.
Right, it's not that at all. The Gaon says that the pshat, remez, yosh, and tzara. Pshat is the heichal kolash yosh, and remez is the heichal kolash yosh.
So, remez is also in the
kingdom,
I don't understand.
Yeah. It goes like this. Tzara is not something you understand with your sechel. Right? It's something you understand with your neshama. Let's start from the beginning. Pshat and Drush. Pshat is how you understand what you're saying. And when you have classes on Pshat, so then it takes you into a deeper Pshat, which is called Drush. So Drush is the Oyne Hasekha, depth of the Sefer. Okay? So Remez and so, it's the same thing. Remez is like the Pshat. And like you understand it on a simple level, but you have classes on the Remez. Right? So in order to understand the Remez, you need to go into Sefer. So the soul is—it's a higher level of your neshama thinking, right? So you can only understand the Ramazan when you have a ha'ara of the soul. The remez is like the heichal in the soul.
So it's not like just something that anyone just
comes
and this is this to that.
No,
the whole has to be rooted in.
Has to be some hezver. You know, everything is a remez. The whole Torah is full of Ramazan.
But it has to be rooted in the soul.
Yeah. I don't have a hezver, but otherwise it's just a bunch of, it's not connected to the soul, and it's just a bunch of letters and numbers, you know, which anything can be a mixture of letters and numbers. You don't understand the remez until the remez leads you into the soul. But you don't understand the pshat of the pasuk until the pshat leads you into the drush. The pshat you have in the remez leads you to the soul. But it's just a hezver for the next thing.
So whenever someone has a remashia that, like, seems a little odd, or
That's true.
There's not much of a weeding out system and who the person is. So I'm saying the same thing with remez. You come in, like, anyone can just come up with some kind of thing. Then I now understand that it's not like that. That anyone could just come out. So even if it makes sense, but you're just some guy who decided to plug it in and put letters together and, like,
interesting.
So that's why I understood it the same kind of thing. Like is there no weeding out process? If it's rooted in so, then it's. And
that's what I'm saying, needs to be connected to the MS.
I was saying the MS idea, or it's literally connected to the MS. Meaning
I don't know how you can get approval, or who gets the approval. Right. I think there has to be.
It's connected to the air, but on a so deep level, just on the simplest level, it's the air sense from Biyat HaKinukhi, and that's remez.
Is it known how Abraham met Sarah?
That's remez to. Yeah.
Yeah. So when it sounds like it was remez to the pshat we're supposed to learn from. You said it's not pshat. Meaning, if you tell me some deep soul idea and I don't understand it, I don't mind saying I don't understand it.